Welcome to the Deep Dive. Before we really jump in, just a quick word from our supporter for this particular deep dive, safeserver.de.
Right.
They're big champions of digital transformation and actually provide hosting for software exactly like the kind we're going to be exploring today. So if you're curious about that, you can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Good place to check out.
Okay, so let's talk about something I think almost everyone listening has probably felt, that, you know, digital headache. You're sitting there, maybe phone in one hand, laptop in the other, and you just need to get a file across.
Right.
A photo, maybe, or a document you just finished.
Or even just some text you copied.
Exactly. And then you sort of sigh, thinking, okay, now what? Email it. Find a cable. Upload it somewhere and wait. It just feels clunky. Yeah. Especially if you're mixing, say, an iPhone and a Windows PC or Android and a Mac.
Totally. That cross-platform thing is often where the friction really hits.
Well, we've been digging into the source material specifically, looking at the GitHub repository and the main website for a tool that promises to, well, make that whole frustrating thing maybe disappear. It's called PearDrog.
That's the one.
Yes.
And for this deep dive, our mission, really, is to unpack what PearDrog is all about, but in a way that's super accessible, you know, easy for anyone to grasp, even if you're not super technical.
Perfect.
We want to show you how it tackles that common, kind of annoying problem of moving files between different devices, different systems, and how it makes it surprisingly easy based on what we've seen in the sources.
Excellent goal. So let's start right at the beginning then. What is PearDrop, like, at its core? I've heard it described basically as AirDrop, but for everyone. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's definitely the inspiration. And it's a really good starting point, actually. Think about how AirDrop works. Devices nearby just sort of see each other. You tap, you send.
Right. Magic.
PearDrop really aims to capture that feeling, but make it work everywhere across all sorts of devices.
Yeah.
It's actually what's called a fork of another project, SnapDrop. So it started with that code, but it's evolved some key differences.
Uh-huh.
But the fundamental promise, you know, pulled straight from the sources, is simple.
Mm-hmm.
Easy cross-platform file transfer just using your web browser.
Okay, just your web browser. That sounds interesting. Does that mean I don't need to install an app or anything? Sure. No account.
And that's honestly one of its biggest selling points, something the source material emphasizes again and again. Absolutely no setup needed, no signing up for an account, no logging in. You literally just open the PearDrop website in a modern web browser on your devices, and you're basically good to go.
Wow.
That whole no setup, no sign up thing, it just cuts through so much initial friction, you know.
That sounds wonderful. Okay, so how does this work then, this browser magic? How do my phone and my laptop suddenly know about each other just because I opened the same website?
Well, the core idea is using modern web tech. So the main way it works, initially at least, is for devices that are on the same local network.
Ah, okay. Like my home Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your phone, your computer, both connected to the same router. They use something called WebRTC.
Mm.
You can kind of think of it as a way for browsers to talk directly to each other, peer-to-peer.
Peer-to-peer, right.
So when you open PearDrop on both, they broadcast a little signal on that local network, find each other, and then you can send files, pictures, text, whatever, directly between them using that connection, all inside the browser.
Okay, same network. That makes sense. They can see each other locally. But what if they're not on the same network? Like, I'm at a coffee shop on their Wi-Fi, my computer's at home, or maybe I'm on a work network, my friend's on their phone's mobile data. Can PearDrop still bridge that gap?
Yeah, and this is where PearDrop really adds value beyond just that simple local sharing. It has ways to handle internet transfers, even when devices are on totally different networks.
Mm.
One of the main ways is through something they call temporary public rooms.
Temporary public rooms. Okay, what are those?
So imagine you need to send a file to someone, maybe not nearby, or maybe someone you haven't connected with before. You can both agree on a simple temporary room name. The sources mention it's like a five-letter code.
Just five letters.
Yeah, apparently. You both type that same code into PearDrop, or you could maybe scan a QR code for it. Once you're both in that same virtual room over the internet, your devices can then see each other within that space, and boom, you can transfer files.
Ah, I see.
This lets you connect and share pretty easily, even if you're dealing with tricky network situations like being behind different firewalls or on public Wi-Fi, corporate networks, mobile hotspots, that kind of thing.
So it's like creating a quick, disposable meeting spot just for those devices, wherever they happen to be.
That's a great way to put it, yeah. And the tech that makes that possible across networks, especially when devices are behind something called NAT.
NAT, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like the thing my home router does that gives all my devices one internet address, right? Makes it hard for things outside to find a specific device inside.
Exactly. That's a perfect analogy. It's like a doorman for your home network. Because of that doorman effect, devices sometimes need a bit of help to find each other directly across the internet.
Okay.
So PearDrop uses something called a turn server in those cases. Think of it as a temporary relay station. If the two devices can't make that direct peer-to-peer connection work because of those NATs or firewalls,
the relay helps them pass messages.
Precisely. The turn server relays the data between them. It helps get around those network barriers. So even with complicated setups, PearDrop tries its best to make the connection happen.
That's really quite clever. Okay, so temporary rooms are good for, like, one-off shares. What about my own stuff? My phone, my laptop? I want them to just know each other all the time wherever I am. Does it do that?
Yes, and this is another area where PearDrop seems to have built upon its origins in SnapDrop. They have a feature called persistent device pairing.
Persistent pairing. Okay, that sounds useful for someone like me with, you know, a phone, a tablet, laptop.
Oh, absolutely. So instead of always needing to be on the same Wi-Fi or joining a temporary room, you can permanently pair your devices together. You do it initially with like a 6-digit code or maybe a QR code.
Right.
Once they're paired, these devices use a kind of shared secret, a key, to always find each other whenever PearDrop is open, no matter what network they're on.
Ah, so even if my phone's on mobile data and my laptop's on Wi-Fi.
Exactly. The pairing is persistent. You can close PearDrop, open it again later somewhere else, and your paired devices should just show up ready to go.
Hmm.
And you can manage these pairings, like give devices names or unpair them if you need to. It makes connecting your personal devices really seamless.
Okay. That combination, temporary rooms for anyone, persistent pairing for my own gear, that sounds incredibly flexible. That's a big plus. What about actually using it, sending and receiving files? Is the interface smooth or is it a bit fiddly doing this in a browser?
Well, they seem to have put effort into the user experience.
Yeah.
When you try to send something, the person receiving it gets a clear notification or request. They just hit accept.
Simple.
And then the transfer begins. And a nice touch, mentioned the sources, is that files often auto-download once the transfer is complete if your browser supports that.
Oh, nice. Less clicking.
Right. And here's something really handy, especially if you're sending, say, a bunch of holiday photos or project files. If you send multiple files at the same time,
yeah.
PearDrop automatically bundles them all together and downloads them as a single ZIP file for the recipient.
Oh, that's fantastic. Instead of getting like 20 separate download notifications.
Exactly. Oh. Huge time saver. And on mobile, it seems well integrated. On Android and iOS, when you get files, you can use the standard share button you already know to download them, share them again, or save them to your gallery or files app.
Okay, familiar territory.
Yeah. And if you're sending multiple files, the sources say there's a clear overall progress bar so you see how the whole batch is doing, not just individual files.
All right, so sending from PearDrop sounds easy, but can I start it from outside PearDrop? Like if I'm just looking at files on my computer or phone?
Yes. Another convenience feature they have apparently added. Often you can send files or even text directly from your operating system's menus. The sources specifically call out support for this on Ubuntu Linux using the file manager's right-click menu and also on Windows through its right-click context menu.
Ah, cool.
And like we just mentioned on iOS and Android, you can use the native share function from almost any app to send stuff directly to a PearDrop recipient. There's even a command line interface option for the more technical folks.
That's great. It makes it feel less like a separate website and more like part of your system. Any other like smaller features worth mentioning that just make it nicer to use?
Yeah, there's a decent list of those quality of life things in the source material. You can easily change your device's display name so you know who's who.
Sensible.
You can copy text or files, paste them into the PearDrop window, and then decide which device to send them to, which is kind of neat.
Hmm, yeah.
For big files, there's an option to stop your phone or computer from going to sleep during the transfer. Crucial.
Oh, definitely.
It warns you if you try to close the tab or app while something's transferring. You can open it in multiple browser tabs if you need to for some reason. It apparently has video and audio previews for files sometimes. And the sources also mention stability fixes and translations into different languages.
Wow, okay. It sounds like they've really thought through a lot of the little practical details and annoyances of file sharing. Right, let's just quickly peek behind the curtain, keep it simple, beginner friendly. What's the tech actually making this browser-to-browser stuff happen?
Okay, super quick, high-level view. The part you see and click on, the front end, that's standard web stuff. HTML5. JavaScript, specifically a modern version called ES6 and CSS for styling.
Right, the usual suspects.
The real magic for the direct connection is WebRTC. That's the tech letting browsers do peer-to-peer data transfer, like we mentioned. It also uses something called WebSockets. Think of those as keeping an open line between your browser and a helper server for things like finding other devices or setting up the connection initially. There is a back-end server component built with Node.js. It doesn't store your files long-term, but it helps with that initial matchmaking, managing the temporary rooms, handling the turn server relay we talked about, and maybe storing the pairing info.
Got it.
And PearDrop can also work as a progressive web app, a PWA, which just means you can often install it so it looks and feels more like a native app on your phone or desktop, even though it's still basically the website. Oh, and for zipping up those multiple files, it uses code libraries for that, like zip.js, and it stores some local data like pairing info using IndexedDB, which is just browser storage.
That paints a really clear picture without getting too technical. Awesome. So let's bring it back to the listener. Bottom line, why should you listening right now care about PearDrop? What's the big takeaway?
I think the reason PearDrop matters to you is that it offers a genuinely simple, genuinely universal fix for a very common, very annoying problem. Getting files between your different gadgets or to someone else's gadget without worrying if it's Apple or Android, Windows or Mac.
Yeah.
You just skip the cables, skip emailing yourself, skip installing special software or managing yet another account.
It just removes that little bit of friction, doesn't it? That moment where you just think, ugh, how am I going to send this?
Exactly. It's just right there in your browser, ready to go.
And it works whether the devices are side by side using that local peer-to-peer or across the internet using the rooms or the persistent pairing. It makes sharing big photos or videos in original quality much easier. And because it leans heavily on peer-to-peer, when possible, your files are going directly between devices, not necessarily sitting on some company's server.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah, and it's maybe worth mentioning, the sources point out that PearDrop is Libre software free and open source.
Nice.
Apparently, the creator mentioned they're footing the bill for things like the domain name, and the server costs that Turn server we talked about isn't free to run, for example. So if you try it and find it really useful, the sources indicate there are ways to donate to help support the project continuing. That's great to know. It's always good to see useful tools being developed and supported like that.
Okay, so we've seen how PearDrop uses some clever web tech to solve that everyday file sharing headache, letting devices talk directly peer-to-peer right from a browser, often cutting out the middleman and the need for accounts.
Right. Which kind of leads to a final thought for you, the listener, to maybe mull over. PearDrop is a really neat, user-friendly example of how powerful these web-based peer-to-peer connections can be for simple tasks. It simplifies things, potentially makes them more private, and reduces reliance on big central platforms.
Mm.
So the question to think about is, what other parts of your digital life, what other kinds of information or interactions could maybe be made simpler, more direct, or more decentralized using similar kinds of technology in the future? Where else could we cut out the middleman?
That's a really interesting question to ponder. Food for thought. And on that note, that wraps up this deep dive. Huge thanks again to safeserver.de for supporting this exploration into PearDrop today. Remember, you can find out more about their services at www.safeserver.de. Definitely check them out.
Until next time, keep digging deeper.